Are they studying the thing?
Yeah.
This first half is difficult.
Why is it difficult?
Because
you
get your tummy all tired.
You get your tummy all tired?
Yeah.
Let me have a look. Oh yeah, you're right. That's it. That's me finished for the day. Okay, let's.
That's my umbrella.
That's yours? What's on the front? Well, it's bad luck, actually, isn't it? Thomas the Tank Engine.
I wouldn't worry.
That's lovely. So we've got a train track and a Thomas the Tank Engine umbrella.
This is a
cray lifting
thing.
Is this?
Up in the sky.
And where's it going to land?
On the ground.
He goes, okay, come on then. I can't do it. Oh, you're too good at sound, but I can't do that.
Is
there some folders in here?
Well, a long time ago when Dimitri first bought it,
papers.
I folded up some small green pieces of paper to go in the postbox. And if they're there, not in there, if not, I can make some more.
I've got a letter
for the postbox.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think there's some purple and some green? Thomas?
It's gone in.
It's gone in. Very good. Well, we've got that ready for Postman Pat later, haven't we?
Here comes a Postman Pat got it.
And the postman's got it. And where's the postman going to take it?
Delivering.
He's delivering it. Do you want to put your hard hat on if you're building a train station?
Yeah.
Just come over here.
Now I've got the building out.
Oh well, you and me can be Bob and what's Bob's name?
Wendy.
I can be Wendy. Well, let's build a very good train track today, okay?
Yes.
Okay? One that we're gonna be very proud of. What do you think? Okay.
Take this box away.
Where should we put it?
Up on the stairs.
Do you think? Go on then. Put it over there. And do you think, yes, we should get things out of the way. That's a good idea. Do you want to take this one? Oh, I think it's smaller. It'll go in. There we go. Very good, Bob. Do you think this could be Wendy's hat? Will I put this on?
Yeah.
Wendy can be Bob the Builder's girlfriend and a peace woman too.
Yeah!
Very good. Right. That's what we do whenever we start the day. Right. Let's get started then, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do the hammer. So Wendy just does the laying, and Bob can do the hammering. Very good.
We don't need that doing.
What's that?
Down now.
What do you think it is?
A lamp.
A lamp? Oh, look at that. Well, we can just have a lamp there, because we can have the lamp for later. And what would we do then?
It's up.
Watch.
Flying train.
A flying train. I think we need a ramp. Do trains fly?
Yeah.
Do they?
No airplane.
And you've been on an airplane recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where did you go again?
Spain, in my house again.
Who did you go to Spain with?
No, London.
Your grandma and granddad went too?
Yeah.
Grandma and granddad Bilby?
Yeah.
Did they have a good time?
Yeah, they have. Well, it's called Nana.
Nana went. What was your favourite part of the holiday? Did you do any of this?
Yeah.
Probably eating lovely.
Oh, so
Daddy went that.
Daddy did some swimming. Did you do some swimming?
Yeah, I did. Body swimming.
Are you good at swimming?
Yes, I am back.
Rather strange. Thomas.
I really don't know why you're shouting like that.
I'm just trying to come and understand that.
Thomas, quiet. There's usually a little bird that sits on there. Where's the bird?
Thomas has got sunglasses like me.
Yeah.
borrow the chuck off her and then we can play. Thomas, what do you think? Do you think I'm going to have enough track to try and make it all come together at the end?
On top.
That's
supposed to be green.
That's
supposed to be green.
That's
so
green.
So this would be green, but we had a red one last week.
Oh, did you?
Unfortunately, yes. Oh, because it wasn't on.
Well, the battery must have been flat. You hear all about it when you listen to the tape.
Look, Benny Bennett!
Thomas, tell Janine about Ginger Baskins.
Ginger Baskins. Ginger Baskins comes, Penny goes, meow!
Oh no, that wasn't like that. He's gone. We've come back from 100.
Let's have a hug.
Oh,
Penny.
The people who live behind us have moved away, and we didn't realise he was shipping on to them because they've gone on a chance job.
Purdy train.
Does Purdy want to get on a train?
Yeah.
Thomas, let go of her trail, please.
Oh, Purdy, you're my friend.
Oh, I must show you Nemo, Thomas, my kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Still, oh, no, Nemo's about this big.
Oh, yeah, Purdy coming in.
Purdy's huge compared with Nemo.
Leave her now.
You're having a stroke. Purdy, stop!
Purdy, stop. Purdy doesn't talk English, unfortunately.
Yes, he does.
He just goes, meow.
I'm a pussycat.
Can you pretend to be a pussycat?
Meow.
Woof, woof. Woof, woof. is that what... Does a pussycat say woof, woof?
No.
What says woof, woof?
Dog.
Dog, very good. What goes? Moo. Can you get milk from it?
Milk.
Cow. A mug.
Yeah, you're a cow. Go moo.
Thomas, I'm arresting you for bad jokes. Not really.
No, we can joke.
Thomas, look, this is quite an exciting track now. Look, it comes up. You see that? It's more like a fairground ride, isn't it?
Oh, well, tell Janine all about yesterday. Where did we go yesterday?
The man gave me my toy pencil in his lorry.
Really? What
well,
were you doing
we
in
went to the Manchester show yesterday afternoon, didn't we?
Yeah.
And there was a place where you could see donkeys and pigs and sheep and cows. Mm. And you were feeding the donkeys, weren't you?
Yeah.
And there was an exhibition by Manchester City Council of, wait for this, dustbin lorries, road sweepers.
Oh, my friend was exhibiting there. Was it recycled goods?
Might have been.
Yeah, it was at the exhibition centre.
Right.
Oh, she makes bags out of old tyres.
Right.
And she was
Let's play very loud.
So
let's,
you went and
let's
had
play
a
very loud.
Yeah.
But I'll only make your mummy cry.
Yeah.
Do you want to make your mummy cry today?
Yes.
Why do you want to make mummy cry?
Because I love her.
Oh, what's your mummy done?
Is crushed in her knee.
Crushed my knee?
She crushed your knee? And she brought you back from holiday, didn't she?
No, we're telling Janine about yesterday.
I'm going to fix it.
We were talking to the men who worked the dustbin lorries, and somebody gave you a pencil, didn't they?
Where's this pencil then, Tom?
Don't
know. What's it have on it?
It was blue.
It was a blue one, wasn't it?
Where's it gone?
And we went on the fairground, we met your friend Daniel, didn't we? We went on the roundabout. But we haven't told you the most exciting thing that happened.
Yeah. And the animal went,
beba, beba! You saw an animal that went beba, beba?
Yeah, an ambulance.
I meant you saw an ambulance. So we
didn't get on the ride.
Why was there an ambulance?
Because a man said, have a seat.
A man said, have a seat, and then an ambulance came.
You know what happened? We had. We saw the first aid tent and there was a proper ambulance park next to it.
Really?
And we went for a look, didn't we?
Yes, and the man said, you have a seat.
And the ambulance man took his head out of the back and I said, don't worry, we're not injured, we're just having a look. And he said, come on board. And Thomas got inside the ambulance.
Really?
They put a white helmet on him, gave him a walkie-talkie. And the next minute, Manchester Evening News and the chief ambulance man were there taking photographs and your name and address and birthday, weren't they?
Are you going to be famous, Thomas?
For their magazine.
I'm going to fire again.
And what did he let you do? Press the button that did what?
Nina, Nina!
And sent the lights working.
The real one?
Yes, the real ambulance.
Yeah.
Thomas, you know you love my house because I've got a baby cat. And then if you look out the window, we've got a fire station opposite.
Oh, right, are you there?
Yeah.
Right, wow.
So every day we hear, meow, and then we see the firemen coming down the pole.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him that.
Can we have a thing?
You can. You should come round. You can have a look at the baby cat.
Oh gosh.
And then you can come and have a go.
Well, I don't think you'd end up on the fire. You've been on the fire engine outside. Do you remember when Fred and Rachel's house caught fire?
Yeah, but I just had a light on the fire engine now.
Yes.
You can see lots from my house though, because then you see the men coming down the pole, you see them all getting on the fire engine, you see them riding away, and then you see them coming back and sitting down eating the dinner. Wow. All from my window, you can see it all. We wave, we've got friends that are firemen.
Well, big fireman, Rachel, you talking about
your... Who eats all my tummy up?
A fireman.
A fireman eats all my tummy up, I hope not. Is that what you're hoping?
Right, young man. Right.
Look at you.
I'm going to put you in prison. Here we go. Prison where you just get... Tickle. You know why? Don't you see my tummy? Who's that on there?
It's Baby Thomas.
Is that you?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, now. I'll definitely have to imprison you. There we go. You can't get away. Oh, look at your mummy. What's she doing?
I'm in panic. Ava.
No.
I'm panic.
Look, she'll like you. Just walk back a little way, please. Walk back.
Did I hold her? I like her. Sit down.
I don't think you'll be strong enough to hold her.
Sit down.
Jacob, because Penny doesn't like nothing on. Do you know you would have been such a quiet boy this morning? You can see that, haven't
you? Purdy's got lovely long hair and lovely long whiskers. Do you know what Nemo did, Thomas? Thomas, you know what Nemo
Thomas,
did?
Thomas, don't do that.
You know lovely long whiskers?
Yeah.
Nemo, the baby cat, jumped up and she put her whiskers in the candle. And
oh,
whoops,
no.
All her whiskers got burnt.
Oh, no.
Well, we were going to call the fire station, but there was no fire, luckily.
Instead of my cat whiskers. Stuck up a tree, my cat's on fire.
Yeah, my cat's had his whiskers burnt.
Yeah, oh goodness. There we are.
What a Purdy.
Can you tell
Purdy.
Us?
Purdy. Purdy went, stop now. Purdy went to the cattery, didn't she, when we were in Spain?
Purdy.
Do you remember taking her, picking her up?
No.
It is, isn't it?
Stop that.
Stop. Yeah?
Let me speak to you.
Yeah, what?
Would you... You know I live opposite a fire station?
Yes.
And there's about 20 firemen there. They've got about 4 engines. And they've got everything really. All the uniforms, special uniforms for little boys. Would you like me to see if they let you go and have a look round? Yeah. Maybe have a go on a fire engine?
Yeah.
Would you like that? Maybe they'll let you go up the ladder?
Oh yeah.
Do you think they'd let Mummy come?
No, yeah. I don't think so, no. Only
I think
boys.
Mummy and not allowed.
Mummy That's is actually frightened. This sounds very silly, but Mummy is frightened of yellow helmets. I cannot go near a fireman wearing a yellow helmet.
Okay.
I hate it.
We don't have a yellow helmet on my head.
You have to take this one. No, this is a builder helmet. They'll give you a special helmet to wear.
Yeah.
And yes, no Mummy's allowed.
You can come. But Mummy's not cool, not allowed.
Look, she's allowed in the station, Thomas, but she's not allowed on the actual fire engine.
My fireman might give me a spot. He might give me go on a ladder.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting excited before you've been invited yet.
I think you will. I'll speak to them.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe this is the fireman now. This might be the fireman now. Can we have a look?
It's a flyman!
Hello.
It's for himself! Oh, bother!
Yeah. So I've been on 7 fire engines. And so I'll just see if you can get Why are you so excited today, eh?
Because I don't like to!
Is it because I'm here?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm here?
Which fireman's champ?
Was it Fine and Sound?
It wasn't, actually. It was Dandy. Aww. Sorry.
Oh, bother. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Do you watch any fireman programmes on the television?
Well, no.
Yeah. Do you think I'm a bouncy castle today?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
He doesn't, but one night we were trying to get you to bed and London's Burning was on the television. It took him about half an hour to get upstairs. No, right, Thomas, no more. No, that's enough. I've had enough of this now. You're getting too giddy.
He's getting
You've been a nice little boy all morning.
Where's my nice Thomas gone? Where's my nice, friendly, quiet Thomas? Where's he gone?
Thomas, I think we left nice him Thomas. In Spain.
Oh, did you leave him in Spain?
No.
This is the nice Thomas. This is my favourite.
I
thought you would have told Janine about feeding the donkeys yesterday.
Have you got more exciting things to tell me, Thomas? Because I haven't seen you for a while. Oh, I know. You're just a bit hyperactive, aren't you? I'm going to sit you down here.
And you're going to tell me about the donkey.
Get off, Jean.
Are you going to tell me about the donkeys, then?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not. Tomorrow.
I'm not here tomorrow, though. How am I going to sleep tonight not knowing about the donkey?
I'm going to sleep, I'll go to nursery crash.
Go to nursery crash? Do you still go to? You don't go to nursery still, do you? Do you go to? What's nursery about these days?
Nursery crash, Edward.
Nursery's crashed.
Mummy, nursery's crashed.
Get down, please.
No, hold it and get down.
Get down, Thomas.
Oh,
Thomas. Do you know, but then you know there's certain places that you go to jump, don't you? I'll tell you what, I'll take you for an aeroplane ride instead. There we go.
Meow.
It's a cat aeroplane.
Meow.
Do you believe me?
No.
Go on, put your arms out then and we'll fly to America. Go on. Arms out.
Beep, beep, beep. Engine failure.
He's going down. Crash. There you go. That was a real crash.
Thomas, if you start jumping again...
I'm not jumping this time.
What are you doing this time then?
I'll put that on the bed.
Get down.
I'll put that on the bed. I'll put that on the bed. I'll put that on the bed. I'll put that on the bed.
Right, Thomas, we have to go and play with the garage now.
You're getting silly.
Do you want to show me about the garage? Tell me all about it.
This is a lift.
It's a lift.
Why do we need
Thomas
a lift?
Thomas and
Janine
can see more clearly.
For people.
Show me. The people go up in the lift or the cars?
What cars?
The cars. Do you want to show me?
Unfortunately, we didn't bring any of Ben's cars. And we have very few things that are narrow enough to go down it, but we find the little yellow wooden trains work, and we have the yellow car
wooden
that works.
Train.
Don't throw.
Oh, here's a car. Oh, it's a fire engine. So show me how the lift works. This will be like fire engine. Can we put one in?
Yes!
Oh, it doesn't go in.
It goes down.
Oh, what?
Do you want to show me the whole thing?
Right, okay,
would you like to just move a little bit over there?
And how do you
get near
the
chimney
space?
Get the petrol there.
You get some petrol there.
The washer. Petrol.
And why do you think they're parking in here? Is it to go shopping?
Yes.
That's what I'd hope anyway. Let's go on holiday.
And the train is coming up.
Oh yes. Now why is the train coming up?
Because it's going to the bank and shop on the train.
Really?
He's going to buy some Weight Watchers soon.
He's going to buy some Weight Watchers soon?
Yeah.
Why is that so that he can get more people on the train and try and slim them down?
Yeah.
No fatties on the train, is that what they say? Yeah. That means I can't go on the train.
Down?
Oh, we've got another of these, haven't we? Just like we had on the train. Oh, I see. They don't go up and down, do they?
No.
Back and forward. So we park all of these, and then what happens?
There's another one.
I want to know what the lift does, though. Oh, the lift is going to go. sellotape for?
Somebody might sit on it.
Really?
Yeah.
And what would the sellotape do if someone sits on it?
Rash!
That would be terrible, wouldn't it, Tom? You know, these are my favourites, aren't they? Your shoes.
These are my shoes.
I know that they're my favourites. I think these suit you the best. I think they're lovely. I always think that you look most smart in these in your
clothes. So your car's coming down.
You don't like talking about clothes, do you, Thomas? Right. Can I push one down?
Yes, that's my train.
Wow, look at that go.
That's my train.
Another one coming down. I tell you what would be fun to put down here, little marbles. You know, like little balls. Or what would be best is we have Maltesers. Roll them down like I put my mouth at the bottom. Eat the sweeties as they go down. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Let me do that, Mummy.
Not really.
What? Well, right. Well,
because trains are not very good to eat, are they?
Yeah. You know what it's for? Sweeties are for doing a party.
Is that the only time you eat sweeties?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the only time you get them now, isn't it?
Really?
Mm.
Why is that, Thomas?
Because it goes down. Had a potty. That's me. Lame, Mummy.
Wow, that's very good. So what's all these bits for?
Is grass.
Is grass? What's that for? People play football?
Yeah.
We could put this here for me as well, when it's closed. Mm. Oh, there's another lift as well, isn't it? Is that going to work?
That's for cars.
Alright. Wow. Oh, that's for fixing cars, isn't it? Mm. Look, put the car on here.
Yeah.
And then the mechanic crawls underneath and you can look at all the car and you can fix anything that's wrong. And then when it's finished, he goes.
And crash yourself.
And crash yourself, and then you'd have to go back into the garage again.
Flash!
Oh, is it a hairdresser as well? Is he? Are you doing my hair?
Yeah.
Are you a hairdresser?
Yeah.
What are you doing to my hair? Do you think I've got long or short hair?
Short hair.
I have. I'm practically bald, don't I? Am I? Do you prefer me like this, Thomas? Peekaboo. Right, I think that's enough playing with my hair now. Oh, do you know anyone else that's got long hair like me?
No.
Am I the only person?
No.
Still hurts though, doesn't it?
Pulling.
Aww. Nice pulling. You like pulling hair?
Yeah.
Do you like having your hair pulled?
No.
No, nobody does, do they? That's why you shouldn't pull my hair, isn't it?
Pull.
Oh.
I don't love you.
Oh, you don't love me, and why not? Is it because I won't let you pull my hair? If I say, Thomas, come on and pull on my hair, you'll like me.
You're naughty.
What have I done? Why am I naughty?
Because. I'm just naughty.
What do you think? Am I going to be told off? Yeah. By your mum?
Because the other bits. I want another carriage.
Let's have a look then. Is this it?
No, that's a big tray.
I can have a go at this one.
Then I'll have a small tray.
I feel a bit tired now. Are you tired, Mum?
Yeah.
Let's have a
seat. The shop is shut.
The shop's shut?
Yeah.
What were you wanting to buy at the shop?
Nothing. Let's go to sleep.
Okay, come on. I'll sleep up. Yeah. I hate people. Okay. Good night. Why are you tired, Tommy?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Oh!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling!
Does that mean there's a fire? Right, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Down the pole. Come on, buddy. And then you have to run, and you have to get on the fire engine. On here, quick, Thomas. Get on.
Oh, you're very good at that, aren't you?
Let's get
on. Okay, we're here quickly. What's on fire?
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, we've got Thomas and assess the situation. Is there anybody in there?
Yes.
How do you know?
Look at the house, Leo.
Okay, ready? As it comes.
Put it back.
Okay, well done, we finished. And then this is where I see the firemen. They come back in and they go, well done. And then they drive back.
Nina.
There's no Nina, only when you go to the fire. Then they drive back and then they park the fire engine. And then they get off and they go to sleep. In bunk beds.
Let's sleep on the floor.
Let's sleep on the floor?
Yeah.
But I have to sleep here because I have to keep lookout. Oh, it really is lovely, yes. Life's just peace and quiet. I hope there's no more fires. I'm glad we've got this on tape. Just let me double check. Thomas sleeping. Yes, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Got it on the phone.
Hello, is that the fire station?
No, that's Mummy's talking.
Nope.
Bring ring. In the fire over
no,
there.
No, no, no. Bring, 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 bring. Bring, bring. 999, you have to answer the phone.
999, over.
Over? Hello, quickly, I need a fire engine.
Oh, yes?
My cat's...
What happened?
My cat's whiskers have caught fire.
I caught on fire. Jesus, whiskers.
Nemo is on fire, quickly. This is very important. It's my cat. Quickly, on the fire engine. 526, what was I known?
Nina. Oh, Barbara, Roger.
There's such a fire that I'll have to lift you up into the house for you to save the cat. Right, there we go. There's the cat.
That's
not really.
That's my
town.
Aww. I'm getting my little helmet and a hat and a telephone soap.
We need everything for this one. Quickly, let's go. Lift you up the ladder. Pretend to climb up the ladder. Climb. How would you climb up the ladder? That's it. There we go. Up you go. Can you see the cat?
No. Oh, it's raining.
Oh, that's okay. If it's raining, it'll put the fire out anyway.
Oh,
we've
got
air,
Mac. All right.
Where's it
going?
Yum. I was enjoying eating that.
Let's go. There's another fire there.
Oh, I'm worn out now, Thomas. You have to go to this fire on your own.
But there's a fire up a ladder.
There's a fire up a ladder? Well, let's have a look then. Do you want me to lift you up into the ladder? Oh, go on then, climb. Yeah. Oh, goodness. So you have to be strong, your fireman. Sometimes you land on your tummy.
Yeah.
Are you all right there? You would make a good fireman, wouldn't you? Because some people would have cried if they'd fallen like that.
Oh, ouch.
But you wouldn't cry, would you ever?
Or spot the builder hat.
Why do you think you wear a hard hat like this? Oh, Thomas. Thomas, here's me lifting up ladders and then you're being naughty. I have to move over here then. I have to move over here and I have to go to sleep.
Yes, I'm there
in the bathroom. I think we should play something else now. Yes. Have you heard of this game? Come here, let's look out the window. Come look out the window with me. And what can we see?
Trees. And lamps and houses tops.
Trees, lamps and houses tops. What do you call houses tops?
Houses, chimneys.
Chimneys? And what do chimneys sit on? These with roofs. Roofs, big red roofs on the house.
There's a fire over there on the last.
I don't see a fire over there.
There's one there.
But you know, in the future we had to put fires out like that.
Let's go build a fire again.
We've done it so many times now. I want to look at the trees in the wind. That's boring for you.
But it's not.
As if a little boy was
looking. But it's too late.
What's too late?
We just better put a fire out.
Oh, quickly then. Come on then. One last time. I'm gonna put it out from the fire engine then. That's how clever I am. Look. There it is on that tree I was looking at. Shh. Oh, more.
Oh, get more.
Oh, you better had, didn't you? Just in case some of the branches fallen off. You know how the fire started on the tree?
Yeah.
Some lightning. Do you know what lightning is? Thunder and lightning.
Mummy, thunder and lightning on the tree. Oh. There, it's fire on it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's raining.
Well, the rain should put it out, shouldn't it? Now, leave that, Thomas, bring that tape back, please. Thomas. Thomas.
Oh.
Do I have to put my policeman hat on and come and arrest you for stealing a tape?
Yes.
I think I'd better. Hello, hello, hello. Right, so have you seen it? You threw that, and you admit you threw that tape?
Yes.
Can I take you to court?
Yes.
Okay. I am sentencing you to 2 months with no sweets. Oh. Is it you saying that you're not guilty? Are you pretending to be the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Oh, what are you doing now? Oh, the diamond. Oh, is that your blanket?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thomas, don't. Get that off you.
What is it?
It's a blanket for my
eye. You know what? It's mopping up. Get off it.
Oh, Thomas. That's your wee-wee, isn't it?
Wee-wee. Then we clean it up. You're just being silly.
You're being silly.
Right. Now, stop that. Stop it. You're getting too giddy.
No, go away.
I don't like it. Haven't you?
Not a child!
Well, that's just what I was thinking.
That's
fine, because we'll have a nice bit of peace and quiet. Bye-bye. Why don't you show Janine a book or something?
No. I'm not playing anymore.
Such a shame because there's a fire on that bush out there. And there's a Teletubby stuck in it.
Oh no.
And
which Teletubby?
Well, it's a shame, Jean, because it takes two people to drive the fire into the sea. And
fireman.
And I did.
Very quiet.
Which
very, very, this one. That one is very quiet.
Is he very quiet?
You know what, Mr. Fireman? Sometimes firemen, when they may feel cross or they may feel crying. But firemen, their duty is the fire. And they kind of have to put it all behind them. They have to forget about it. And they have to just get on
the fire. No, the chip chop is on fire.
Chip, quickly get on there.
My chip.
Your chip shop? Yeah. Oh, what are we going to have for our dinner then? Hmm? That's very important for us to put it out, isn't it? Come on then.
Nina.
Yes.
Hello. Quickly,
I get my head fried.
But you know what's very bad about a chip fire as well?
Yeah.
Is they're the worst because you know what you cook chips in that oil? That oil catches fire very, very quickly. Makes an explosion.
Wow.
So you have to be very quick when that happens. So it's just as well you spotted. It's good of you, even though you were cross and crying, to put that behind you and go and sort out the chip shop fire. For that, I'm going to give you a medal. Hey! Who's a lucky boy, eh? For his bravery.
Oh, very good.
Well, I'll just get existing here to apple from an apple shop.
What are you doing?
Eating an apple in an apple shop.
You're eating an apple? Is that what you were eating before I came? Before I came, you were eating an apple and watching the TV news, weren't you? Is the tweenie still good, or are you getting bored of it yet?
A bit bored.
Really? Why?
Because I don't love them.
Do you not love them anymore?
No.
But you used to like them more than the Teletubbies, didn't you?
Mm.
Why don't you love them? Come and tell me why you don't like the tweenies anymore, huh?
I've got a lip.
Aww. Give me your medal as well, haven't I? Do you like apples? Because lots of little boys don't. Did you know that?
There's a fire over there.
But the one in the fire engine, the fireman's stuck. Can you see? He's stuck in a tree. Can he get out and get to the fire?
No.
Alex, come on, you've already got our medal. Can you get out?
No.
He looks cross again. Oh, what's wrong? What's that, darling?
Okay.
You're shy, you're shy. Oh, it's because I said he's handsome.
Is that right?
Oh, you are, though. Handsomest boy in the world. And he's gone all shy. Oh, you're not a hit. That's what you do when girls tell you that you're handsome. Oh, you don't. You don't do that in nursery, do you?
It's not hit anybody. If I see you hitting anyone, you're in trouble. Right there.
So does Thomas not eat sweets anymore then? No.
No,
just when he has a chance, yeah.
I've got a bit of marshmallow. Let's have a look. You know I've always got sweets in
there.
I always eat sweets. You like sweets as well, don't you? That's why.
Oh, come on then.
Let's open it.
Let's come here. Do you know what this is?
No.
It's called a marshmallow. Mm. Can you say that?
Mummy, marshmallow!
Sounds very nice, doesn't it?
Mm. And marshmallow is, it's very sweet like sweets, but it's very soft. Very hard. Oh, it's lovely. Look at that. Ooh, lovely sweetie, that.
And I go to bed, you eat it.
And sometimes, you feel how soft that is. How do you feel? You have nothing like it. And it's very long. And you can pretend to put fires out with it. And then, oh, it's lovely and soft. Try a bit. Isn't it soft, huh?
Yes, I like it.
Mmm. Do you?
That's
yes.
Delicious,
that.
Don't give your
mum
a box.
Love you, Mum. Wow. You're going to offer me a little bite?
That is delicious. Isn't it, Thomas?
More like banana.
It does. It tastes like all sorts, doesn't it?
More like a banana, doesn't
it? Smell like a banana, you mean you eat it like a banana? Mmm.
Wow.
Mmm.
Mmm. It's
bad.
Particularly good marshmallow.
You like it, Mama.
It's actually
nice,
isn't it?
Anymore.
You don't like it anymore?
I don't want it anymore.
Oh, are you sure?
It's very, very nice. It reminds me, I think it reminds Thomas of eating a banana with a peel.
It is a bit like
the paper, banana. Wasn't it? Beautiful.
Jane, what do you have for dinner? You need to go to bed.
Just now?
Yes.
No, not just now, Thomas.
Oh, no.
A while ago, I have to go to hospital for an operation.
Gosh. Oh, well, I hope you're careful with Janine.
And
And the doctor says that he'll take it and he'll put it back together and I'll be all better.
So, are you going to go to the hospital?
Yes.
Dimitri will come.
Yeah.
Do you think Dimitri will come? Oh, is that all you're bothered about? If Janine goes into hospital, Demetra's coming instead.
Yeah.
Like,
have you heard from Demetra, Tom?
Not a thing, no.
But...
Thomas, off there, please.
What time did it say, Mary?
5 minutes.
Oh, it's still green!
Stop it when it says 4. Right.
It's still green!
What does that mean, Thomas?
Yeah, start again!
We have to start all over again? I've got no more marshmallows left, no more toys to play with.
And a bully leg.
And a bully leg, yeah. And I think we're very tired.
Tomorrow we buy some more mushrooms.
Mushrooms, isn't that mushrooms, is it? Marshmallows.
I'm going to buy a bit
tomorrow. I'll
buy
them in a bin. When do you go to nursery, Thomas?
Ah, you! Giggle, giggle!
Aww.
Are you going to nursery?
Come on, let's go. I'm a villa.
No, he doesn't. No animals nip, do they? And you're certainly not nipping me, so I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I will.
Thomas.
What are all these noises that go like this today?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. It's not nice, is it? Not nice at all.
I'm an elephant. I saw one on the side of the ship. The elephants sleep.
Elephants go to sleep. Okay, good. I like to be now.
Mummy, you can be a mummy elephant.
Can I?
Yeah. I sleep with you.
Oh, good night, Tom. Sleep well.
Night-night, sweetheart.
Night-night.
See you in the morning.
In the morning, darling, Michael.
See you in the morning, alligator. That's what you shout to Daddy, isn't it, last thing at night?
In a wild crocodile.
Yes, that's right.
Where do you sleep now, Tommy?
In Mummy's bedroom, actually.
You do? You end up in there most nights.
Aw, do you?
Usually about 4 or 5 in the morning, we hear this little, I want to come in your
bed.
Shout what you shout to me in the middle of the night.
I want to go in your bed.
And it gets louder and louder and louder, doesn't it?
And then what does your mummy shout back?
Yes. It's my rainbow space.
Aww, that's nice, isn't it?
But this morning, Mummy and Daddy were actually up before you woke up, weren't we?
Mm. You sleep quite late now, Colin.
No, not really, but I think he'd had such a busy day yesterday. He was very, very tired.
Mummy, could we have this? Could we lose it? Could we lose it?
What would you like to lose?
It's a bus ticket.
Oh, yes, you can keep that, I'm sure. Oh, 3 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, no! See it screen?